Hello?
Hi, John,
Hello.
we're Legal Intake. I'm speaking to whom?
My name is Oscar.
Oscar, how are you?
Good, good. Yourself?
I have a potential claimant for her Depo-Provera. It's a new claim, and her name is Crystal Darlington.
Okay, then is her phone number the 954 number?
Yes, it is.
Got it. Okay, thank you. You can pass her through.
All right, Crystal, I have Oscar on the line for you, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
There we go. So, Crystal, my name is Oscar on a recorded line. We were just following up with you about the Depo Provera lawsuit. I'm assuming you would like to see
Yes.
if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit.
Yes.
Yes, all right. Let me try to make this quick here for you. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I did not.
You did not? Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. Now, would this claim be for yourself?
Yes, it's for me.
Okay. And then, Crystal, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
You are? Okay. Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
You were. Do you remember your date of diagnosis? To the best
Let's
of your
see.
knowledge.
It was in September of the year of 2018.
2018. Let me see. So September of 2018. And then just because I need to put a day on here, what day would
It
you like?
was around the 4th of September.
Okay, September 4 of 2018, right?
Yes.
Got it. Okay, and then Crystal, what is your date of birth?
11/20/1991.
Okay, so you said November 20, 1991. Okay, I got that. Now, Crystal, do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo-Provera? If not, it's okay.
No.
No? Okay. Now, did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
Yes, I did.
You did? Okay. Did you ever switch to the generic version, or was it always Depo-Provera?
It was always Depo Provera.
Got it. Okay. Now, did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
You did?
I
Okay.
was using it. Yeah, I was using it for at least maybe 4 to 5 years.
4 to 5 years. Okay. So within 1 year, can you confirm that you have had at least four injections before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Did you use Depo-Provera after 1992?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Crystal, to the best of your knowledge, when did you start using Depo-Provera?
I was 22. So, 2012.
2012. Okay. And then just because I need to put a month and a day, which one do you want me to put?
Around April 9th.
Okay. Let's see here. 4/9/2012. Okay. Thank you for that. And then when did you stop using it?
I stopped using it the year of 2015, of June 21st.
Okay, so 6/21/2015, correct?
Yes.
Okay, 2012, 13, 14, 15. Okay, you started in 2012 and you stopped in 2015, so about 3 years, give or take. Okay,
Yes.
all right, let me see here. Now, Crystal, can you confirm your gender for me?
I am a female.
Okay, got it. Let me see. Let me see. And then, Crystal, your name is spelled Christal. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a middle name or no?
Yes.
What's the middle name?
Raquel.
Is it Raquel?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and then last name, do I have it correct? Is it Darlington?
Yes.
And then is that spelled Darlington?
Correct.
Got it. Thank you. Are there any suffixes in your name like junior, the second, or the third, or none?
No, none.
None? Okay. And then, Crystal, what is your social?
My social is 589-190-850.
Did you say 0850?
Yes.
Okay, so I have 589-190-850. Is that correct?
Yes.
Got it. Okay, thank you for that. And then for your primary contact email, I have crystaldar@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then for your phone number, I have 954-818-2223. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, now is this phone number a home phone or a cell phone?
It's a cell phone.
Cell phone, okay. And then what's your preferred way of contact? A call, text, or email?
A text and email is fine.
Text and email. Okay, I'll just put text for now because I can only pick one. When is the best
Okay,
time?
I prefer email then, if that's
Email
the
then?
case.
Got it. Okay, yeah. When is the best time to reach you? Would you say in the mornings, afternoons, or evenings?
In the mornings.
In the mornings. Okay. Like, let's say you got a call. You would prefer that call in the morning?
Yes.
Got it. Okay, thank you. And then, Crystal, what is your address? Where are you staying now?
My address is 870 Northwest 171st Street, Miami, Florida, 33169.
Okay, let me see if I got this right. It is 870 Northwest and then the number 171 and then ST, like
Yes.
171st and then Street,
Street.
Miami, Florida,
Yes.
33169.
Correct.
Got it. Okay, is this a house or is this an apartment?
It's in the house.
It's a house, okay. Let me see here. Now, Crystal, do you remember the doctor that diagnosed you or treated you?
The doctor, he was a neurologist. His name was Dr. Bark Green.
Okay, how do you spell his first name? Is it Bark?
Barth,
Barth.
and then the color green.
Okay. So Dr. Barth Green, correct?
Yes.
And he was the one that diagnosed you or treated you or both?
Well, that was my neurologist. So, the one who told me to go, well, gave me a clearance slip was my actual doctor, my actual physician, which is Alicia Coker, Dr. Alicia Coker.
So who was the doctor that diagnosed you with the meningioma?
My physician,
Do you remember their name?
Alicia Coker. Alicia.
Alicia.
Yeah. Alicia. I'm sorry.
Okay, Alicia. Okay, and then last name is Coker. I don't know if I'm spelling it right, but let me see. Is it C-O, K-E-R?
K-E-R, yes.
Coker. Got it. Okay. She was the one that diagnosed you, right, with the meningioma?
Yes, and then Dr. Barth is the one who treated me.
Dr. Barth. Last name Green, like the color, right? Dr. Barth Green.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so that first name was Barth, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then where were you diagnosed? Like, what was the name of the hospital or the clinic?
Jackson Memorial Hospital.
Did you say Jackson Memorial Hospital?
Oh, well, my neurologist was at Jackson. Dr. Alicia, she has her own, she has her own built up, I guess, office,
Got
and I
it.
can give
Okay.
you the address, but
Do you know the name of the place where Alicia was at?
No, but it was a building.
Let me see.
I can provide you the address.
Yeah, let's see what's the address. I'll try to Google it.
It's 4040 Southwest
40 Southwest.
13th Street.
13th Street, Miami, right?
Miami, yeah, Florida, 33130.
Let me see here. 40 Southwest, 13th Street. It's a building where, like, that whole building is not for like doctors, right? It's kind of like you rent
No,
it out.
she has a suite. She has a suite.
Got it, got it. Yeah, no wonder nothing.
Suite 604.
Okay, let me see if that changes. South Street, suite. What number was the suite?
604.
Okay, let me see. Was it called, let me know if this rings a bell. Was it called On Time Medical Care?
Yes, something like that. Yes.
Let me see here. Let me just make sure. Okay, no, this is a different, let me see. Okay, so for the address for On Time Medical Care, I have 40 Southwest 13th Street, Suite 604.
Yes,
Got it. Okay, yeah. And the name of that
my name
place,
is Florida.
I have, it's called On Time Medical Care. Does that kind of ring a bell?
Yes, yeah.
Got it. Okay. And then let me know if this sounds about right. The phone number for that clinic is 305-200-5851. Does that sound about right?
I would have to look. I don't.
That should, like, I'm on their website and that's the phone number for on-time medical care. Does that sound about right?
Okay. Yeah.
Got it.
That's her suite, so it should be that number.
Yeah, suite 604, right?
Yes.
Got it. Okay, let me see here. And then what was the facility name of where Dr. Green was at? Like the hospital or the clinic?
Jackson Memorial.
Jackson Memorial.
Memorial Hospital.
Okay. And that is in also in Miami, right?
Yes.
Got it. Jackson Memorial Hospital. Okay, and then let me know if this address sounds right. I have 1611 Northwest 12th Avenue, Miami, Florida.
Yes,
Got it.
33136.
33136, correct. Okay, and then the phone number for that hospital, I have it as 305-585-1111. Does that sound about right?
Correct.
Got it. Okay. Do you remember the doctor that prescribed you Depo-Provera? If not, it's okay.
My doctor is was Edie Amasol.
Doctor, how do you spell Edie? Is it
my OBGYN doctor. EDY.
Oh, okay.
E as in Edward, D as in David, Y as in yo-yo.
Yeah, got it. Okay, and then they're the ones that prescribes you the Depo-Provera, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then what's the last name of Edie?
AMISIAL.
Okay, and then you're saying M as in Mary, right? Not N as in Nancy?
Yes, I'm sorry, yes, M as in Mary.
Got it, okay. So Dr. Edie Amicial.
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember the name of the facility where they were at? Was it also at Jackson Memorial Hospital?
Yes, Jackson.
Got it. Okay. Let me just copy and paste that information. Jackson Memorial, 1611. Same phone number. Okay. Pharmacy name. It was just the name of the hospital itself. Give me 1 second. Okay. All right. Now, Crystal, do you have a copy of your medical records?
Yes, I do. I would just need time to get it because it's in
okay.
my storage.
That's okay. Okay. Now, would you be able to provide these medical records by mail or electronically or both?
I can do both.
You could do both? Okay. And then for this...
Either or is fine.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay. And then for this final part here, we do need an emergency contact to put on here. Would you like to put someone that lives with you or someone that does not live with you?
You can put someone who doesn't live with me.
Got it. Yeah. It can either be a friend, family member. It doesn't really matter. I'm going to put someone that does not live with you. Would this be like a cousin, a friend?
My mom.
Your mother? Okay. And then what's her name?
Her name is Davari.
How do you spell that?
D-E as in Edward, V as in Victor, A-R-Y.
Okay. Davari or Davari.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
D-E-V-A-R-Y?
Yes.
Is her last name Darlington as well?
No, her last name is D-O-W, D as in David, O-W-L-O-O.
Dolu?
Yes.
D-O-W-L-O-O, got it. And then what's her phone number? Yes.
Her phone number is 305.
304.
Mm-hmm. 494-1977.
Okay, so for her phone number, I have 305-494-1977.
Correct.
Got it. And then do you happen to know her email? If not, I can just put yours.
No, I don't know her email.
Okay, I'll just put yours there just in case. And then do you know her address? If not, I can just put yours as well.
You can just put mine.
Okay, let me go back and try to find yours. Yours was 870 Northwest 171st Street, right?
Yes.
Got it. Okay, let me see here. All right, everything looks good so far. Okay, I think I missed one question. I always miss one question. Okay, I knew I missed a question. Have you ever had any prior cancer diagnosis?
No, I haven't.
No, you haven't? Okay, yeah. And it's always that question that I forget. Let me see here. Yeah, I don't know why that happens. I think it's just like a very small question, so it's easy to...
Right.
Skip. Let me see here. All right. Let me just go ahead and review these documents with you before I send them to you. That way I don't make any mistakes here.
Okay.
All right. Let me see here. I'm just going to go over your information one more time. Let's see. So I have your first name as Crystal, spelled C-H-R-I-S-T-A-L. Middle name Raquel, R-A-Q-U-E-L. And then Darlington, D-A-R-L-I-N-G-T-O-N, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then I have your address as 870 Northwest 171st Street, Miami, Florida, 33169.
Yes.
Okay, and then your phone number is 954-818-2223.
Correct.
Got it. All right. And then your email is crystaldar@gmail.com, correct?
Yes.
Got it. All right. And your date of birth is 11/20/1991, right?
Yes.
All right. And your social is 589-190850.
Yes.
Got it. Thank you for that. Let me see here. Okay, everything looks good. Go ahead and put me on speaker. I just sent you these documents both by text and email. Go ahead and open up whichever one is easier for you.
Okay.
You're going to see my name. It's going to say Oscar Rocha sent you some documents.
Okay, it says review document.
Yes, correct. Go ahead and open that up. Click the link. It's going to send you to the DocuSign website. I think first you have to consent to text messages and electronic signatures. Once you do that, you're going to see a big yellow button that says start. Once you click start, the next page should tell you to click this to draw your signature. And then be on the lookout. There's another box that tells you to draw an initials. So one's going to tell you to draw a signature, and there's another one that tells you to draw your initial. Just be on the lookout for that.
Okay.
And then just start filling that out. If you have any questions, I'm right here to kind of walk you through it, okay?
Okay. So put my initials. It says put my initials.
If it tells you initials, then yes, put your initials. And then if it tells you to put a signature, then you draw your signature.
I'm saying that it's loading.
Okay. And then after that, you just click, and it'll automatically put in your stuff for you.
I don't know why it's only making me do initials and not signature.
Even on the parts where it tells you to put a signature?
Yes. Hold on. Let me see if I can redo it.
Okay.
Required. No, it's not letting me.
If not, just finish it. I can review it, and then I can send it one more time.
Okay. Yes, not letting me.
Uh-huh.
So I just clicked finish.
Got it. Okay, let me see here. Okay, I see your submission. Let me look. okay. Got it. Okay, yeah, it looks like when it asked you to draw a signature.
It told me to put my initials, and then the second time it told me to put my initials again. So
God, okay, let me. No, that's okay. Yeah. Let me send it to you one more time.
Okay.
Let me me see here. It's okay, I got this. Let's see. Okay, rebuild. Okay, let me just try to send this one more time. All right, let's see. Draft. Okay. I cleared out the claim again. Let me just make sure that everything generated correctly. Because with computers, okay, you just never know. Okay, everything looks good there. Everything looks good there. Got it. Okay, I sent it to you. So yeah, just be on the lookout for those two boxes, one that asks for a signature and the other one that asks for it.
Right. Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, I completed it.
Okay, let me go ahead and see this really quick. Okay, I see your resubmission. Okay, let's see. Okay, yes. For your signature, you kind of put like a C and then some words and then RD, right?
Yes.
Got it. Okay, and then your initials are CRD. Got it. Okay, everything looks good now. I'm going to go ahead and send these documents over to the attorneys that we partner with. They're going to call you here in the next 3 to 4 days, within the next 3 or 4 days. It is very important that you pick up that call because they need to verify this information with you personally in order to get this claim started, okay? So the phone call is very important. I will also send you a text message with my personal work number. That way, if you have any questions or concerns, you can reach out to me. Or if you haven't heard from the attorneys in the longest, I would say is give it a week. If you haven't heard from them since then you can call me or text me and I can look into this and see what's going on with your claim. But they should call. They're pretty good at calling within the next 4 days. Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Got it. Okay, well, Crystal, I appreciate your time. If you have any other questions that, right now that you would like me to answer for you?
No.
Got it. Okay, well, no, in that case, Crystal, it was a pleasure helping you. I wish you the very best, okay? Have a good day.
Thank you so much. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.